Listening comprehension tests. Part 1.
In this part of the test, you will hear a question spoken in English, followed by three answers, also spoken in English. The question and the answers will be spoken just one time. They will not be written out for you. You must listen carefully to understand. You are to choose the best answer to each question. Now listen to a sample question. You will hear,
"Good morning, John. How are you?"
You will also hear, A. I am fine, thank you. B. I am in the living room. C. My name is John. The best answer to the question, "How are you?" is choice A. I am fine, thank you. Therefore, you should choose answer A.
Number 1. Can you work overtime tomorrow, Mary?
A. Yes, it's almost 11 o'clock. B. Sure. C. No, not today.
Number 2.
Do you think land prices will continue to fall?
A. I sure hope so. B. Yes, I'll continue until fall. C. It's too expensive.
Number 3.
Won't you have another drink?
A. Thanks, but no. B. I apologize. C. Yes, I did.
Number 4.
Can you tell me where a garage is around here?
A. I'm sure that I told you. B. A garage is a good place to fix a car. C. I don't think there are any in this area.
Number 5.
Are stereos permitted in the bedrooms?
A. Sorry, we only have single rooms now. B. Yes, provided that they are used sensibly. C. Yes, of course. They are much too loud.
Number 6.
Where does the 9:15 bus leave from?
A. At 9:15. B. Gate number 12. C. Yes, it's on time.
Number 7.
Why do you think you need a raise?
A. Yes, I do. B. At least $3,000 more per year. C. I have two children in college.
Number 8.
Where did you get that information?
A. Maria told me. B. I don't have all the information yet. C. We can find out about it soon.
Number 9.
How about going swimming this weekend?
A. I'm not busy. B. That's a great idea. C. He doesn't want it.
Number 10.
What'll the weather be like?
A. We're hoping for success. B. It's supposed to rain tomorrow. C. A beer, please.
Number 11.
Have you got an extra pen?
A. Sure, here you are. B. I bought it last week. C. Yes, I have a pen.
Number 12.
Are you free tonight?
A. If you can. B. Let me check my schedule. C. No, we have to charge admission.
Number 13.
How many people are attending the meeting?
A. I'm sorry, I can't attend. B. About 10 o'clock. C. Just a few people from the planning section.
Number 14.
Do you have something for a cold?
A. This remedy is rather effective. B. No, I don't feel cold. C. I get one every winter.
Number 15.
May I take your order now?
A. Yes, take this away. B. No, this isn't what I ordered. C. I'll have the sirloin steak, please.
Part 2.
Questions 1 through 3 are based on the following lecture. Soviet scientists have concluded that bones of mammoths, dating back 20,000 years, were used as percussion instruments by Paleolithic man. Previously, no evidence had been found that musical instruments have been in use for longer than 5,000 years. The mammoth bones, along with a castanet bracelet made of mammoth tusk ivory, were found during archaeological excavations in the Ukraine at Mezen. The Soviet experts believe the bracelet was used to accompany dances. Examination of the way in which parts of the bones were deformed, compacted, and polished led investigators to conclude that the bones were crude musical instruments. It thus appears that Paleolithic man was familiar with the elements of music and probably danced to the accompaniment of percussion instruments. Question number one. What have Soviet scientists concluded as percussion instruments? What have Soviet scientists concluded as percussion instruments? Question number two. What do the Soviet experts believe the bracelet was used to accompany? What do the Soviet experts believe the bracelet was used to accompany? Question number three. What was Paleolithic man familiar with? What was Paleolithic man familiar with?